You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tauranga artist Tā Whai Rikard has won this year's National Contemporary Art Award for his installation Scenes from a Victorian Restaurant. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of speaking with Tā Whai about the work, its meaning and his process in making it. Here we are now. Oh, well, it's really special to be talking with you, Tā Whai. Just straight off the back of you winning the National Contemporary Art Award, it's really huge. And I'd just like to talk to you today about the work. Obviously, I haven't got to see it in person, but it's really quite incredible and very well deserved. So would you like to start off by explaining what you entered into the award?
Okay. Well, first of all, my style is a collaboration of Victorian Baroque architectural elements, and I couple that with the figurative painting of within my ancestral house in Ruatoria. Hine Tāpura is the name of the ancestral house. It's the name of an ancestor, and it's the figurative paintings within the Wharenui or Whare Tipuna ancestral house, and coupling those two elements is a collaborative expression of our bicultural history, our bicultural relationship between Māori and originally the British Empire, and it also branches out into multiculturalism after that. Now the work is called Scenes from a Victorian Restaurant. And if you think it sounds familiar, it is because I'm influenced by pop art in my approach, particularly British and New Zealand pop art in accordance with that bicultural relationship. But it's actually an ode to the song from Billy Joel, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. So what I have is a series of paintings on the wall, and in front I have a table and chairs. And the table and chairs speak of communication, sitting down, talking things over. Because I believe we've kind of gone away from our foundation in this country, which has started off as a bicultural nation. And we've, in a sense, we've left all that behind, and that includes Te Kiriti o Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi, and just the subsequential relationship from that point up to now. And so it's the table and chairs speaks of an abiding invitation to come back to the conversation again. So it's actually a installation within the gallery that is symbolic of a restaurant scene, if you like, and so that's basically in a nutshell what it is. I can't explain any further than that, but it's, you know, Baroque architecture and figurative painting, a mixture of those two.
Melanie Oliver, who's one of the judges for the award, says that it speaks very clearly to the most pressing issues of our time and the bicultural foundations of Aotearoa, which you've just spoken very clearly about. What was the process like to develop the work, or how did you come to the resolved installation?
Yeah, well, I've always, as mentioned, I've stuck to that line of thought, which I feel is very important, being the relationship, bicultural relationship, and the foundations of this country, and not forgetting that foundation. And so just reminding people, I suppose, of those past times and what we can learn from it, coming back to the table again and communicating and working together from that foundation. So that's a big conceptual approach for me. Other than that, there's the aesthetic style that I use, and really wanting to press that forth using my practice as an artist and whatever influence I might have, and just basically enjoying what I do and just having that message of goodwill with my my work towards all men, all people of all countries. And yes, creating work, I suppose, in that vein.
I've been doing some reading around the work, and you know, people have started writing about it, as happens when you win something like this. And I've seen some people describe the work as brave. Do you consider the work brave, or why do you think it's been described in that way?
Brave, that's a new one for me. I'm not sure, but it's in the eye of the beholder. I mean, people, they talk to me about my work, and they see things in my work that only they can decipher. And that's the beauty of what I do. I'm not trying to make it any one thing. I guess it's, in a way, it's kind of universal, but very localized, if you like, to our country. And well, if they see it as being brave, no one's really said that before or explained that in words to me. The first I've heard of it from you.
Yeah, I think it was speaking about your work in particular, but also about the nature of a lot of the works that were submitted. It was a huge competition. There were 420 yeah. works submitted, and then yours was selected out of 41 finalists. So I guess it's no trivial thing.
No.
I don't like to ask the question, what does winning an award like this mean to you? But I guess in asking that question, which I will, I'm trying to ask, what does it mean in terms of opening the conversation or having the kaupapa behind your work being recognised as the most important of all of those works?
Well, you know, it's important. I realise it's a prestigious award, and from that, it opens another door and throws another spotlight on what I'm doing. And the message in my work, the narrative, or the kōrero, is very important. You know, you can make money off your artwork. You can become really well known. For me, that's wonderful. But what's more important is that the message, the very reason why I'm doing it in the first place, starts to get some recognition and builds momentum, and more people get to hear and see what I'm doing, and that's very rewarding.
That was Tawhai Rickard, winner of this year's National Contemporary Art Award, talking with me about scenes from a Victorian restaurant.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.